This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. 102.7 FM. From me, Christopher Scherer. Good to see you in the void again tonight. So, tonight I've decided that my theme, I don't know why I like to have themes, because it's just, I guess, easier to work inside of a box. My theme tonight is music you can't stream legally. You won't find it on Spotify. You might find it on YouTube, because YouTube's full of copyright infringement. But you're not going to find this anywhere where you can stream it legally. If you want to listen to it, you got to pirate it. We got to pay for it. And a lot of this stuff is out of circulation, so good luck trying to pay for it. I hold my pirated music very close to my heart. I back it up on multiple hard drives because some of it is so hard to find. Once you find it, you might not find it again. You may have waited months or years for certain torrents or peer-to-peer options to be available for a brief moment while you do your best to guzzle as much of it as you can. And this is one of those kind of bands. This is The Thinking Plague, a band from Denver, Colorado. Avant-garde, progressive rock. You know, experimental, you know, the good stuff. This is their song, How to Clean Squid, off their album, Thinking Plague.
Tentacles firmly but slowly.
All right. Up next, we got a band from France called Iskatten. Iskatten is another one of those bands you're not going to find anywhere, except for pirated, usually. They did reissue one of their early albums in 1995 called Four Visions, because I guess it had some demand after it sold out 20 years earlier. So this is a song off of Four Visions. It's called Petite. And this is another perfect example of Zehul's brightest moments. And if you recall, Zehul is a specific kind of experimental music from France. But their most well-known example would be Magma. Anyway, this is Iskatten, Petite, off of Four Visions. Thank you. from an ex-band of music you can't stream anywhere legally is a band called Grotus. Grotus was a short-lived project, 1989 to 1996, I'm pretty sure. And this is from an EP they released in 1992. It's kind of like an industrial rock fusion experimental. Kind of in the vein of Ministry or Nine Inch Nails, but nothing like them really. Grotus explores grinding rhythms with an eye to either thrash metal or dance floors. The vocals are just, I don't know how to describe it. So this is a song off of the EP Luddite, and the song is called Luddite. And this is some... Anyway, I'll let it speak for itself.
Yeah.
Okay. So up next, we're going to go with a succession or a spin-off of King Crimson. This is called The Projects. And The Projects have 10 different variations with 10 different, you know, versions of members, all alumni of King Crimson. And I'm pretty sure Robert Fripp is in every version of the Projects. And Project is pretty neat. They're kind of like, they do the stuff that King Crimson, I guess, figures isn't worthy of King Crimson for whatever reason. And they've had all sorts of wonderful experiments, I guess, when they've unbridled themselves from what they expect the King Crimson thing to do. As far as I'm concerned, it all sounds like King Crimson. It just sounds like some sort of weird excuse for not using the name, or they're trying to hold on to some legacy. So this is a track from Project 6, which features Trey Gunn, Adrian Belew, Robert Fripp, and Pat Mastelletto. The song is called Overhead Floor Mats Under Tow. And this is a wonderful tune. And if you like this tune at all, I think you'd probably dig all of the Projects. We'll be right back. Okay, for another, I'm kind of surprised this song is not available to stream. And this album's always been this way. It's a soundtrack album to a beautiful movie, strange, bizarre movie, Clockwork Orange. And the soundtrack was recorded by someone, or not the whole soundtrack, but a good five or six songs from the soundtrack are recorded by Wendy Carlos. And Wendy was one of the first musicians to take synthesizers and treat them like an orchestra, like the way they were kind of intended. And this album was probably one of the first mainstream presentations of classical music played on a synthesizer. So this is a song called Time Steps, and I'm pretty sure the song is composed by Wendy Carlos, but because it's the only song on the album that has no credits, and it's definitely by her, or recorded by her anyway. So this is Time Steps off of A Clockwork Orange official soundtrack.
Thank you.
Now, the thing with bands that kind of gets in the way sometimes between them and their fans is the record label. And the band Tool is a band that has blamed the relationship with the record label on thwarting creativity throughout the years. Now, whether that's true or not, I mean, whether it's actual a valid excuse, between their second full-length album and third full-length album was a 5 or 6 year gap where they were apparently very active and had songs ready to go because of a dispute with their label. They were unable to release music, so they had to they were trying to keep the fans' attention, and they released this little box set with a bunch of the music videos on it and some live recordings. And some of the live recordings are songs that are well known in the Tool catalog, and some were a variation on songs that were well known, but a couple of them are songs no one ever heard before, like a cover of Led Zeppelin's No Quarter. This song here, which is meant to be a meditation, called Merkaba. And the Merkaba is some old Jewish mysticism about, you know, like these deities and energies that are brought about through meditation and whatnot, and they help protect us all, like a big dome around the earth, of like an atmosphere that's impenetrable. So this is off of that album that Tool released as a life preserver. The album's called Salival, and for whatever reason, it's not able to be streamed. It's very rare. And if you have your hands on a copy, hang on to it, because it's very valuable. So this is from my copy of Salival, Merkaba. Thank you.
Our body is light. We are immortal. Our body is love. We are eternal. Our body is love. We are eternal.
Now, I forgot to mention before playing that song that the drummer is an absolute madman, Danny Carey. He's world class, one of my favorite. He was my favorite for a while until Gavin Harrison of Porcupine Tree and King Crimson dethroned him. Now, this next song of unstreamable music is a piece by another electronic orchestral musician, a lot like Wendy Carlos there. This is a guy from Japan, Azeo Tomita. And again, for whatever reason, his albums aren't available. There's a couple, maybe three or four, available on Spotify and whatnot, but he's got dozens and dozens of albums. This is a track called Arabesque No. 1 off of his album Claire de Lune. Now that song was just delightful. And I hope everybody enjoyed. Not to break a radio cliche and address everybody, when it's supposed to be just about you and me, right? So, yeah, it was a wonderfully fun night for me. I hope it was the same for you. And it's getting very very close to infinitive collapse. Just a forever machine where you're scattered about everywhere. And just little bits of you are woven into everything as you just become like butter spread over a infinitely long piece of submarine bread. So the one piece of the puzzle that's missing so far is Mike Patton. And this next little piece of music concrete is from another unstreamable piece of music. Now, that's hard to do with Mike Patton, unless you're going to go John Zorn town. And I didn't want to play more John Zorn. It was tempting. I thought about even doing another whole John Zorn show. And it still might happen. You never know. And I do want to do a whole show about Death by Design coming up. I also want to do a whole show with my synthesizers. And I also want to feature a musician from Scotland, Perry Urban. And I've been talking to Perry, so if it works out the way I want, I think I'm going to interview Perry between every single song. And I'll let Perry tell you in his own words what these songs mean to him. And he's a wonderful guy. He's a hoot. Great to talk to. And his music, it's strange. In a Death by Design kind of way. In a From the Void kind of way. So it's going to be perfect. So back to Mike Patton. To finish The Void tonight, we're going with a song off of one of Mike Patton's solo projects. I haven't played anything by these guys yet in any Void episodes. This is a Pranzo Otrazista. And it's a weird one. I mean, it's Mike Patton solo, you know it's going to get weird. It's impossible not to be weird. And this album features Mark Ribot, William Winnett, Eric Friedlander, and John Zorn. I know I said no John Zorn, but he's just sort of an ornamental fixture rather than the chief in control. And this was released on Zorn's album label, Sadik. And because of that, impossible to find. So off of this, we're going to play the song Guerra in Letto, which in English means War in Bed. Love from the Void. See you next week. Thank you.